This podcast homily is a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church and is prepared for Epiphany season. Welcome to this podcast homily for the sixth Sunday after Epiphany. I'm Father Ron Shipley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. The service for the sixth Sunday after Epiphany is read only in years when Easter is very late and there are 26 Sundays after Trinity. In that occasion, the readings for the sixth Sunday after Epiphany become the readings for Trinity 25. Both readings for this date include references to a coming of judgment and prophecies of things to come. The epistle reading for sixth Sunday after Epiphany is 1 John 3, 1-8. One of St. John's most important themes is God's love for his people based upon the Greek agape, meaning a special kind of unconditional love. This kind of love is a continuing theme throughout John's first epistle. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God. In all St. John's writings, his Gospel, his three epistles, and Revelation, he repeatedly refers to the mysteries of God which are now being revealed or will soon be revealed to his people, but which are still hidden from much of the world. In this reading, he assures Christians that when all is revealed, quote, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. John wrote his first epistle at a time when the beliefs of the church were under assault by the group known as the Gnostics, who advocated that one needed their help in understanding the mysteries of God. John taught just the opposite, that all is revealed to those who have faith and believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of the Father, and who was sent into the world, or manifested, that is the term he used in verse 5, so that he might, quote, destroy the works of the devil. His epistle comforts the faithful in the knowledge that what they believe is the truth, with a capital T, and that all else is falsehood, advocated by the forces of the evil one, who does what he has done, quote, want from the beginning, verse 8a. That is, tempt and mislead the faithful into sin. He assures them that those who live lives following the teachings of Christ will be judged righteous, and those who live lives led by the evil one are sinful. He who sins is of the devil. Many Eastern Church scholars argue that St. John's reference to one who sins might better have been translated from the original Greek as continues to sin. The Church provides the sacrament of confession or penance for those who do stray from the right path and seek forgiveness from the Father. The Gospel reading is Matthew 24, verses 23 to 31, and it is part of a dialogue between Jesus and the disciples on the Mount of Olives just after he had prophesied the destruction of the temple. The disciples had wanted to know what would be the signs of his second coming. Just before the verses in the reading, Jesus refers to, quote, a great tribulation such has not been seen since the beginning of the world. That's Matthew 24, verse 21. In the first verse of our reading, he warns, as St. John did in his first epistle, of false Christs. In verses 23 and 24, he says, then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. He further warns them against attempts to deceive, but to remember that his second coming will be unmistakable, saying in verses 27 and 28, For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. The remainder of the reading is the basis for the church's understanding of the second coming and the events which will accompany it. The church has warned that no one knows the time of this event, but that the faithful should always be ready for it, whether it be today, tomorrow, next week, next month, or at any time in the future. The reference to the sign of the Son of Man has been interpreted to mean some kind of cross. The church has also taught that his coming again will include all the signs of his glory that accompanied his ascension. Many Christian artists depict a descent of Christ in the form of a tabernacle, with the four surrounded by four faces on the corners, which it matches the vision of Ezekiel, and which images are used representing the four gospel authors, Matthew as a man, Mark as a lion, Luke as an ox, and John as an eagle. In verses 29, 30, and 31, he says, Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. This brings to a close our series of podcast homilies for Epiphany season, in which we celebrate the manifestations or shining forth to the Gentile world, both in his lifetime and at his coming again to be our judge. My closing prayer is from the 1928 Book of Common Prayer and is the collect for the sixth Sunday after Epiphany. The collect is based upon a composition by the 17th century Bishop of Durham in England, John Cosin, and also the ideas expressed in the collects for the first and second Sundays in Advent and in today's epistle reading from 1 John, chapter 3. O God, whose blessed Son was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us the sons of God and heirs of eternal life, grant us, we beseech thee, that having this hope, we may purify ourselves, even as he is pure, that when he shall appear again with power and great glory, we may be made like unto him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where with thee, O Father, and thee, O Holy Ghost, he liveth and reigneth ever, one God, world without end. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church, and we invite you to visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.